This is the Sakar Murli of 17th of February 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father has come as your guest, so you have to respect him. You have invited him here with love. You also have to respect him. You must not show any disrespect. Question. Which intoxication should your children constantly have? What would be said if your intoxication doesn't rise? Answer. The highest on high personality has come into this impure world as our guest. Let this intoxication remain constantly high. However, your intoxication rises number-wise. Even after belonging to the Father, some have doubting intellects and let go of his hand. It would then be said that is their fortune. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. This has to be said twice. You children know that one is Baba and that the other is Dada. The two are together. People sing the highest praise of God, but the words God the Father are very simple. You would not just say Father, you say God the Father. His praise is very high. He is also definitely invited into this impure world. He himself comes and tells you, I am only invited into the impure world. However, no one knows how he is the purifier or when he comes. No one knows whose kingdom it was for half a cycle in the golden and silver ages and how it was established. The purifier, the Father, definitely comes. Some call him the purifier, some call him the liberator. They call out, take us to heaven. He is the highest of all. You invite him to come into this impure world. Come and make us residents of Bharat, elevated. His position is so high. He is the highest authority. You call him because it is the kingdom of Ravan. Otherwise, who could free you from this kingdom of Ravan? The intoxication of you children should remain high when listening to these things. However, it does not rise that much. Everyone else gets intoxicated by taking alcohol, but you don't get intoxicated by taking this. Here it is a matter of dharana. It is also a matter of fortune. The Father is a very great personality. There are still some among you who do not have total faith. If you all had faith, why would some have run away when they had doubts? They forgot the Father. Once you belong to the Father, your intellect should not have any doubt about the Father. This Father is wonderful. There is a saying, they recognize Baba and become amazed. They say Baba. They listen to this knowledge and relate it to others. Then, O Maya, you fill their intellects with doubt. The Father explains that there is no essence in the scriptures of the path of devotion. The Father says, no one knows me. Even among you children, only some of you stay in remembrance, and that is with difficulty. You also feel that your remembrance isn't stable. I, a soul, am a point. Baba too is a point. He is our Father. He doesn't have a body of his own. He says, I take the support of this body. My name is Shiva. My name, the name of this soul, never changes. the names of your bodies continue to change. It is the bodies that are named. When a marriage takes place, the bride's name changes. Then that name is fixed. The father says, "Now make this firm. I am a soul." It was the father who gave this introduction. Whenever there is deviation from righteousness and there is defamation, it is then that I come. You don't need to hold on to any words. The father himself says, "They put me in the pebbles and stones and defame me so much." This is not a new thing. Cycle after cycle, only after they become totally impure in this way and defame me, do I then come. This is in my part, cycle after cycle. There cannot be any change in this. It is fixed in the drama. Many ask you, if he only comes in Bharat, will only Bharat really become heaven? Yes, this is the original, eternal part. The Father is the highest on high. The Father who purifies the impure says, "They only call me into this impure world. I am ever pure. I should be invited into that pure world. However, there is no need for me in a pure world. They only call out to me in this impure world, 'Come and purify us.' I am such a great guest. You have continued to remember me for half a cycle. Here, if you invite an important person to come, that invitation would last at the most for 1 or 2 years. If not this year, so-and-so will come next year. You have been remembering that one for half a cycle. That one's coming is also fixed in his part. It is predestined. No one knows this either. He is the highest on high, Father. On the one hand, human beings invite the Father with love, and on the other hand, they tarnish his praise. In fact, that one is the highest guest of honour, but they have tarnished his honour. They just say he is in the pebbles and stones, in everything. He is the highest authority. They invite me to come with so much love too, but they are completely senseless. I come and give you my introduction and tell you that I am your Father. I am called God the Father. Only when everyone is imprisoned by Ravan does the Father need to come, because all the devotees are his brides, Sitas. The Father is the bridegroom, Rama. It is not a matter of one Sita. He liberates all the Sitas from Ravan's jail. This is an unlimited matter. This is an old, impure world. It is accurate for it to become old and then new. Some bodies grow old quickly, others last for a longer time. This is fixed accurately in the drama. I have to come again after 5,000 years. Only when I come can I give you my introduction and explain the secrets of the cycle. Neither does anyone recognize me, nor do they know Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, Lakshmi and Narayan, or Rama and Sita. These are the most important actors of all in the drama. This applies to human beings. There are no human beings with 8 or 10 arms. Why is Vishnu portrayed with four arms? What are the 10 heads of Ravan? No one knows this. Only the Father comes and speaks this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. He says, I am the greatest guest of all, but I am also incognito. Only you know this. However, although you know, you forget. You should have so much regard for him. You should remember him. Souls are incorporeal. The Supreme Soul is also incorporeal. There is no question of having a photo for this. You just have to have the faith that each of you is a soul. Remember the Father and let go of your body consciousness. Only constantly see imperishable things. Why do you look at perishable bodies? Become soul conscious. This requires effort. To the extent that you stay in remembrance, accordingly you will reach your karmateet stage and attain a high status. The Father teaches very easy yoga, remembrance. There are many types of yoga. The term remembrance is accurate. Effort is required in remembering the Supreme Soul, the Father. Very few speak the truth when they say that they stayed in remembrance for this long. When they don't have remembrance at all, they are too ashamed to say so. They write, throughout the whole day I stayed in remembrance for 1 hour. So they should be ashamed. Such a father should be remembered night and day, and yet you only remember him for 1 hour. A great deal of incognito effort is required for this. You invite the Father to come, so the one who comes from so far away would be the guest. The Father says, I don't become the guest in the new world. I only enter the old world. I come and establish the new world. This world is old. No one knows this accurately. They don't even know the lifespan of that new world. The Father says, only I come and give you this knowledge, and then, according to the drama, this knowledge disappears. Then, after a cycle, this part repeats again. They call out to me. Year after year, they celebrate the birthday of Shiva, the anniversaries of those who have been and gone are celebrated year after year. Shiv Baba's birthday is also celebrated every 12 months, but no one knows when they started to celebrate it. They simply say it has been hundreds of thousands of years. They have written that the duration of the Iron Age is hundreds of thousands of years. The Father says, this cycle is a matter of 5,000 years. It is certain that the kingdom of these deities existed in Bharat. Therefore, the Father says, I am the greatest guest of Bharat. You have been continuing to give me many invitations for half a cycle. When you become very unhappy, you say, O purifier, come. I have to come into this impure world. I too need a chariot. This soul is an immortal image. This is his throne. The Father too is the immortal image. He comes here and sits on this throne. These things are very entertaining. If anyone else were to hear them, they would be amazed. The father says, Children, now follow my directions. Understand that it is Shiv Baba who is giving these directions, that it is Shiv Baba who is speaking the Murali. This one says, I also play his Murali and listen to it. It is that one who speaks it. The number one, worthy of worship one, then becomes the number one worshipper. He is now an effort maker. You children should always consider yourselves to be receiving Shiv Baba's Srimat. Even if anything does go wrong, he puts it right. When there is this unbroken faith, Shiv Baba is responsible. This is fixed in the drama. Obstacles are to come anyway. Very severe obstacles will come. Your own children also obstruct you. Therefore, constantly understand that it is Shiv Baba who is explaining. You will then have remembrance of him. Many children think that Brahma Baba is giving these directions. That is not so. Only Shiv Baba is responsible. When they repeatedly become body conscious, they continue to look at this one. Shiv Baba is such a great guest. In spite of that, railway employees, etc., do not recognize him. How could they recognize or understand the incorporeal? He cannot become ill. So whatever reason there is for illness, etc., it is to do with this one. What could they know about the one who is in this one? You children too understand this, number-wise. That one is the father of all souls, and this one is the father of humanity. So these two have become such great guests. The father says, whatever happens, it is fixed in the drama. I too am bound by this drama. Because it is predestined, I can do nothing about it. Maya is also very powerful. Both Rama and Ravan have parts. If Ravan were to be someone living in the drama, he too would say, I too come according to the drama. This is a play of happiness and sorrow. Happiness is in that new world. Sorrow is in this old world. In that new world, there are only a few people, whereas in this old world, there are so many human beings. They only call out to the Purifier Father to come and purify the world. It is because there used to be a lot of happiness in the pure world that they call out to him, cycle after cycle. The Father gives happiness to everyone and then departs. This part repeats again now. The world never comes to an end. It is impossible for it to end. The ocean is also in the world. This is the third floor. They say it becomes flooded, that there is water and only water everywhere. Nevertheless, the earth is the floor. There is also water. The floor, the earth, can never be destroyed. Water is also on this floor. However, on the second and first floors, which are the subtle region and the incorporeal world, there is no water. This unlimited world has three floors. No one except you children knows this. Tell everyone this aspect of happiness with great joy. This memorial of supersensuous joy is only remembered of those who pass fully. Those who are engaged in doing service day and night and who continually do nothing but service experience great happiness. There are some days when human beings stay awake at night. However, when the soul is tired, one has to sleep. When the soul goes to sleep, the body also goes to sleep. If the soul doesn't sleep, the body too doesn't sleep. It is the soul who gets tired. Who said, "Today I am really tired"? The soul. You children have to remain soul conscious. Only in this do you have to make effort. If you don't remember the Father and don't stay soul conscious, your relations of the body, etc., begin to be remembered. The Father says, "You came naked and you have to return naked." Forget those relations of bodies, etc. Remember me while you are living in those bodies, and you will then become Satopradhan. The Father is such a great authority. No one except you children knows him at all. The Father says, "I am the Lord of the poor." All are ordinary. The purifier, the Father, has come. If they were to know this, who knows how crowded it would become? When important people come here, there is such a crowd. Therefore, according to the drama, that one's part is to remain incognito. As you make progress, your influence will gradually increase and destruction will take place. It is not as though everyone can meet Baba. They do remember the Father. Therefore, they will receive his introduction. The rest will not be able to come here. For example, the daughters in bondage are not able to meet Baba. They tolerate so many assaults. People cannot give up vice, so they ask how the world would carry on without it. But is the burden of the world on the Father or on you? If they were to know the Father, they would not ask such questions. Tell them, at least, first recognize the Father, and you will then come to know everything. You need clever ways with which to explain. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Remain constantly in remembrance of the Father, the highest authority. Do not look at anyone's perishable body, but make effort to become soul conscious. Keep an honest chart of your remembrance. 2. Remain engaged in doing service day and night, and thereby experience limitless happiness. Explain with happiness the secrets of the three worlds to everyone. Have unbroken faith in the Srimat that Shiv Baba gives and move forward. Do not be afraid when an obstacle comes. Shiv Baba is responsible. Therefore have no doubt about anything. Blessing. May you become multi-million times fortunate and experience a right to all attainments at this elevated time. You fortunate children who take birth at this elevated time experience belonging as soon as you take birth with the touching of the previous cycle. You have a right to all the property as soon as you take birth. Just as a whole tree is merged in a seed, in the same way, you souls who come at the number one time experience the treasures of all forms of attainment as soon as you come. You would never say that you experience happiness but not peace, or that you experience peace but not power. You are filled with all experiences. Slogan. In order for you to give the experience of coolness in the shade of your happiness, become clean and humble. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. Those who have all relationships with the One and experience all types of sweetness from that One will have love for solitude. Since you can experience all sweetness from the One, what need is there for you to go in many directions? Just remember the one word. For all of this knowledge, awareness, relationships, and your stage are included in that. Together with that, all of your attainments become very clear through just that one word. Have remembrance of one and a constant stage. The knowledge that you receive is just for remembrance of the one, and the attainment that you receive is also constant. Om Shanti.